Listening Library presents The Silence of Murder by Dandy Daly Mackle. Read for you by Emily Rankin. Chapter 1. The first time Jeremy heard God sing, we were in the old Ford, rocking back and forth with the wind. Snow pounded at the window to get inside, where it wasn't much better than out there. I guess he was 9. I was 7, but I've always felt like the older sister, even though Jeremy was bigger. I snuggled closer under his arm while we waited for Rita. She made us call her Rita, and not Mom, or Mommy, or Mother, and that was fine with Jeremy and me. Pretty much anything that was fine with Jeremy was fine with me. We'd been in the back seat long enough for Frost to make a curtain on the car windshield and for Rita's half-drunk paper cup of coffee to ice some in its holder up front. Jeremy had grown so still that I thought he might be asleep or half-frozen, either one being better than the teeth-chattering, bone-chilling I had going on. Then came the sound. It filled the car. A single note that made it feel like all of the notes were put together in just the right way. I don't remember wondering where that note came from, because my whole head was full of it, and the hope that it wouldn't stop. Not ever. And it went on so long I thought maybe I was getting my wish, and that this was what people heard when they died, right before seeing that white tunnel light. The note didn't so much end as it went into another note, and then more of them. And there were words.